Hi, my name is Jan Heringa. I'm the Vice President, Development, Innovation and Project Management of the Leonardo Hotels in Central Europe. And this is my SMEC episode.
Welcome to a new episode of SMEC. My name is Florian Montag, and in this episode, I speak with Jan Heringa, Vice President of Development at Leonardo Hotels. We discuss how their Central Europe portfolio has evolved over the past few years, why now is the right time to intensify their growth, and what it meant for Jan to build his career from operations into a leadership role. If you enjoyed the episode, please like it, share your thoughts, and follow SMEC for more. This episode is sponsored by the International Hospitality Investment Forum, IMEA, taking place in Berlin from March 23rd to 25th. IHF IMEA brings together global investors, owners, operators, and industry leaders, connecting international capital with opportunity across the IMEA hospitality market. If you're under 30, there's a special under 30s pass, the lowest available rate, offering full access to the entire event. To connect, learn, and be part of hospitality's leading conversations, check the link in the description below to find out more. Enjoy the show. Jan, welcome to the SMEC Hospitality Podcast. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me here. It's my first podcast.
Wonderful. First podcast. It's early 2026. So there's going to be a lot of firsts. Truly happy to have you on the show and your true hotelier at heart, and also in the discussions which we have, we can really see your, I always saw this deep love you have for hospitality. Can you quickly introduce yourself to the audience who maybe don't know your know you so well, in a couple of sentences about your background in hospitality and your current role at Leonardo?
So I started. Yeah, it's years ago. I was 15, 16, and I did an traineeship for getting a cook. And I saw already in the beginning, this is not my habit and this is not my hobby, because it wasn't my thing, but I just felt safe and good in the hospitality sector. So I started with a hotel school in the Netherlands. And in 1998, I started with my training in Stuttgart. And so almost 40 years later, I'm still in Germany. I did some other countries in between and did several steps. I started very young as an hotel manager. I was 22 and with my first hotel in Schwäbisch Hall. And now I'm since 15 years with Leonardo, started with the Leonardo Royal Hotel, did the pre-opening and the opening, and was 5 years the manager of the hotel. And afterwards, I did all the pre-openings in Central Europe. And since 2020, I also included in this department the development department and the project management, so the construction department. And since then, so now over 5 years, I'm responsible with all the team for doing the developments for Central Europe and having the constructions as most beautiful afterwards since we started.
Leonardo Hotels here in Europe, of course, known for being pretty business hotel driven over the years, but it has also changed in the last years. Can you tell us a bit more about how big the portfolio is in Europe at the moment, and what is the Leonardo DNA in a couple sentences?
Yeah, so we started basically with city hotels. So we took over existing hotels, did a refurbishment or only a rebranding, and then it was a Leonardo hotel. So a couple of years later, we started also doing own construction, new built hotels, doing turnkey projects, etc., etc. And so in the pandemic, we've seen, so we're at that moment, I think we had something like 70, 80 hotels in Central Europe that we also could go for some leisure destinations because we had an awareness. All people or a lot of people in Europe knew already Leonardo hotels. So we started with the first leisure hotel in Lazise, Lago di Garda, and in Central Europe. Now we've got the hotels on Mallorca, Ibiza, and way more leisure destinations. So we developed from city destinations with Leonardo Hotels, with new brands as Nix Hotels, with new brands as our limited edition collection. And we started also with an apartment brand as called Master.
You were part of the inception of Nix also. I think it was an important part of your career as well when you launched, if I understand correctly, the first Nix Hotel back in 2016?
2016, yes. So so at that time I was doing all the pre-openings. So, and I was in Milan to have an opening of the Leonardo Hotel. We had already one Leonardo Hotel in Milan. And of course, in Italy, there's such a lot of Leonardo hotels because of Leonardo da Vinci. And it's a non-secured brand as our name as Leonardo. So I was working on the Leonardo Hotel opening, and then we heard from Israel that there is a new brand. It will be Nix, and they started already with the first Nix Hotel in Tel Aviv. And then it was September 2016, and I worked on this new brand, did the new standards for Europe for this brand. And this was approved by David Fatal, the owner of the company, on the 9th of December, 2016, and the opening was planned for February as a Leonardo Hotel. So we changed the concept. We invited around 20 artists into the hotel. And so we changed the layout. We changed the design of the public areas. We changed the design of the rooms. And we started the hotel. We opened the hotel in February 2017 as an first Nix Hotel. So N-Y-X, N-Epsilon-X as the goddess of night, of the Nix goddess.
That sounds like a tough project in a couple months to change completely brand and all of that, especially in the new city. Can you walk us through your thoughts at the time when you're saying, okay, we need to do a complete U-turn here and bring in something new?
It was just the correct decision because having another Leonardo Hotel, and nothing against having more Leonardo Hotels in Italy, but this was such a special building. It was the former Philips main headquarter of Italy. And we did a conversion of two different kind of buildings, and we built a courtyard in between with a beautiful garden in between. And it was such a special project. So it matched the Nix and the specialty of Nix with the art, with being open for public, having the connection of people of the hotel and people out of the city, doing a lot of parties and a lot of events. The building just screamed for being something special. And so Nix matches perfectly. So it was a tough period to change the design of the public areas, to change a little the design of the rooms, because of course, 3 months or 2 months in advance, the rooms have been ready quite advanced. And so to change this, but we had the perfect team. We had the perfect manager at that time for the hotel. So it worked perfectly. So this was very exciting and very good and very nice to do.
Can you walk me through a bit, like, and all of our audiences, what's the life of a pre-opening manager? You go from one property to the next and always do the openings and how can we imagine kind of that job look like?
So doing pre-openings, of course, it would be fantastic to do one project half a year from the end of the construction until the opening and then going to the next projects. Knowing Leonardo Hotels, we're doing several openings at the same time. So it was running from one project to the other one. In at that time in 2016, I think I did Milan. I was doing, a project in Munich and another project in Munich. At the same time, we did Prague. So we had several projects, but I was involved with getting the hotel ready, getting the concept implemented, getting the team on board, being in process and in contact with the local teams, but also with the general teams of Leonardo, and starting from doing concepts, sales and marketing activities, operational activities, ordering of all the equipment, etc., etc. So this was quite exciting. So I did this for 4 years in a row and did openings in Amsterdam, in Bilbao, in Barcelona, in Germany, in Austria, etc., etc. So it was quite exciting being in all these different countries and doing openings of new hotels.
What was your favorite project? Is there one where you say this was special, or is it the next one?
There are two. It was the Nix Hotel in Milan, because this was my first opening in Italy. And of course, it was the Leonardo Royal Hotel in Amsterdam. So I'm Dutch, and this was my home country after over 35 years not working in the Netherlands and then doing an opening. And this was our flagship hotel with 490 rooms and huge meeting facilities. So this was so nice being very often in your home country and having a bike ride through Amsterdam. So this was very, very nice for me personally.
So what's the checklist when you leave? Because when do you say, okay, pre-opening is finished, opening team or the normal team is now fully intact? Are there two, three kind of key bullet points or check marks which have to be completed?
Yeah, normally it's basically at the opening, at the official operational opening, it's handed over to the operational team. And of course, there are some things, but I was still involved afterwards. So this is the snagging. Of course, hopefully there are not that many snaggings, but of course, every hotel and every construction has its snaggings. So I was involved with this. This was basically to get 100%. We see in a lot of constructions, if you hand it over to the operational team, and the operational team is very involved with operational and very struggling in the beginning, because having a new hotel with a new team, and this is a struggle. Nobody can tell me that it's very smooth and very easy. So it's a struggle. And then also keeping up with all the snaggings and all the things constructional wise have to be done. So this is very hard. So this was my part. So I was at least involved with most of the hotels around about in half a year or up to half a year after opening. And then I handed it completely over to the local team, and the local team did all the rest.
Mm-hmm. In the last 5 years, the multi-brand or the multi-brand approach from Leonardo has intensified in Europe. What was the key driver behind that for you as a hotel group to say, okay, we want to move further with different brands in Europe and position us also differently?
I think it was the perfect right decision. We only did concentration on Leonardo. We did concentration on Leonardo hotels as 3 and 4 star. We did Leonardo Royal as the bigger hotels, as the congress and meeting and events and full hotels. And we did a concentration on Leonardo boutique hotel. And after gaining the awareness and having the awareness in the different kind of countries, I think it was good to also to go for next steps. And in 2016, as I just told about having a next brand and next level, having a next step, and also having buildings would match other brands or more a design brand or an event brand more as we started with Nix. So this was good to go the next steps. And then we saw in different kind of cities, it would be good to have in this location, a Nix Hotel. And so we started not only for Nix Hotels, but it was Nix Hotel by Leonardo. And so to have also the link to the Leonardo brand. And it's once in a while, it's due to the situation. After then some years later in 2021, 2022, we started with a limited edition, because we saw, we had some beautiful projects, and it didn't match to Leonardo. It didn't match to Leonardo Royal Hotel, but would match to our company to go the next step. So we started the collection of limited edition in 2022 with some very special single branded hotels. And these wouldn't have met or matched to Leonardo Royal or Leonardo. So it's once in a while, it's due to the situation. And once in a while, it's due to the external situation. So we started Master as an apartment brand because we've seen in the pandemic that a lot of people wanted to go not into a hotel, but they prefer to go into an apartment to have all by themselves, to have the kitchen, to have maybe also the wash machine and et cetera, et cetera, and to be a little bit more standalone. And so this was the sign for us to start a new brand. And then we started with the development of the Master brand.
You know, looking at that from an outside perspective, of course, it sounds always and it makes sense that it's a kind of clear company evolution. But I'm sure you were brand manager at Nix and you drove the brand of Nix as well forward. But there must have been also a little bit of tension sometimes on, you know, when do you need the Nix brand or when is there another? Or maybe let's invest more into the Nix brand, but most of the business is in the other, you know, Leonardo hotel brands. Can you give us kind of share a bit of a view behind the curtain, how it is to build up such a new brand and in a larger organization? What are, you know, the challenges and the points of friction sometimes?
So thanks, Evan. We're a very flexible brand and a very flexible company. So if we see some influences and we see some influence from the outside, then we can react and we can go the next step. So this was quite easy. We saw some influences. We saw some projects coming up to us and it didn't match some of our existing brands. We've got more brands as only the brands I mentioned, but we don't use them in Central Europe. But we saw some influences and then we started the process. But this is quite easy. We've got very, very flat structures. So it's David Vitale, he's the owner of the company. It's Joran Biton, he's the managing director of Central Europe. And they're very open for going going new steps and going new directions. So we discussed it. We went for a new process. I made some new brand books and brand standards. And then we go the next step. So this was quite easy. And we just felt that we are now that at that time we've been strong enough and we had a good awareness to go for next steps. So it was, of course, it's not easy. And then of course you've got some good agencies working with you for brand standards and for brand booklets and for new creativity. But at the end, even though we're over 300 hotels at the moment, operational on the market, including the pipeline, we're still a small company for having decisions and having discussions. So this is makes it way easier.
You just spoke about pipeline and also your growth. Would Leonardo Hotels, you mentioned in our conversation before that you signed 15 properties last year. Is that right?
This is correct. So this is only Central Europe.
Central Europe, yeah.
So in Central Europe, we signed 15 contracts. So this is or to lease or to buy the property. So we did quite beautiful projects. Shall I mention some?
You can mention one or two highlights, of course.
Perfect. So my highlight, of course, it's we took over 4 intercity hotels on the 1st of December in Germany. So we took over the Nuremberg property, Erfurt, Freiburg, and Magdeburg. So this was nice to take over 4 hotels on one day. At the moment, they are white labeled. We will do the reconstruction and refurbishment, do the implementation of air conditioning, and we'll do all the rooms, the bathrooms and the public areas. Hopefully this will be ready in the beginning of Q2 2026. And then we will do the rebranding of the beautiful two beautiful Leonardo hotels. And so we had, this was also good. It was a beautiful opening of the Novotel in Mainz, or the former Novotel in Mainz. It's the Leonardo Hotel in Mainz. We took over the contract. We did a complete renovation of the hotel, and we opened the hotel at the end of 2025. And so these are five of the 15 projects we did in 2025.
Why was 2025 the right moment to go on such an acquisition spree for you as Leonardo Hotels in Central Europe?
We had the money. So it's always good to have the money and to go for the next steps. So we did, we're doing the development with partnerships or funds in the last couple of years. And for that reason, have been able to do this big step. So we did 15 hotels in Central Europe. But this includes signing of lease contracts. So this is not part of the partnership. And we did more projects in the other business units. So this was the right decision to go for new projects. And this is the next steps, the same steps and the same volume we will do in 2026.
Would you say that Leonardo Hotels has somewhat of an anti-cyclical kind of investment strategy, or do you just say at the moment you guys are liquid on the market, some are having challenges, and you know it's just good timing?
I think lucky us, the business is doing well. We didn't do risky business. So we don't go for one hotel on the Champs-Élysées and we have to do the refinance with 50 other hotels in Germany. So we don't do this risky things. We're very down to earth in the development and in our calculations. Of course, once in a while, it doesn't work out and the calculation was too high. But basically, we start with solid calculations. And for that reason, it's good to do the development. And of course, it's good having a solid and a stable company and with stable partnerships. It makes it easier to go now the steps when maybe other companies are struggling on the market. So this was, of course, once in a while, it's also a chance to do good deals if other companies are not that solid on the market. So It's just a matter of being liquid, having a good operational structure and operational results to be also interesting for partners.
What's harder, buying a hotel and getting it ready, or making it perform after 12 months?
So I think it's all a challenge. So going to buying a hotel or signing a lease contract or doing a turnkey project, it's all complicated, but it's all a team sport. It's doing development. It's a team sport with finance, with the partnership and with legal and of course with the operational team. And it's not that we are the only bidder on the market or the only one who wants to sign a contract. So we're not the only one. So this is always, kind of struggle. And of course, opening new hotels, bringing this to the market. And this is a big plus, having a good awareness of the company, and bringing new hotels into the market. So we've got also a very good structure, operational. So we're very clustered. We've got very, good departments in Central Europe as sales and marketing, revenue, reservations, etc. So this is all clustered and to include a new hotel. So this is quite easy. But of course, bringing new hotels to the market is always a challenge. And it always depends on the team. And it always depends on the market situation. Because once in a while, we sign a contract and 5 years later, the hotel is ready and it's ready to open. And of course, in 5 years, once in a while, situations are changing. But all the hotels we opened and all the hotels we brought to the market are very optimistic and good and new. And so we're very happy with all the hotels we opened in 2024, 2025, and the hotels we will open in 2026.
You're definitely an expert in hotel development, and especially with Leonardo over the years. For people outside the industry or, you know, just starting their careers, what does hotel development actually look like today and in your day to day?
So it's, I think it's passion is the most important thing. I think if you're passionate about the hotel business, and for me, it's good. So I never was the expert in doing development projects and doing constructions, because I was purely operational hotel business driven. But I think this is a good base, because you know how hotels have to work. You know how to develop hotels. You know how the operational flow of hotels should be. So this is, for me, it's easier to work in the hotel business. First of all, if you go for a new project, you have to do a calculation. So we start with calculation. Of course, we do this with a team. But if you're good and you worked for a long time in the hotel business, it's way easier to do a typical year planning, to do a 5-year planning. So this is way easier, because this is your daily work in operational. And of course, it's your common sense, which hotel could be an added value for the brand, which brand could it be for the projects we get offered. And so I think it's all a common sense and working in a team to go for development. But of course, we're not the only one, and the prices of real estate it's not low. And there are a lot of brands on the market, and maybe not all the brands are so. There are a lot of brands on the market would go for higher cost, for a higher rent, for higher invest, because they want to step into the market. So this is the daily struggle. But I think we're very good, and we've got good awareness, not only in operational hotels, but also for doing good deals. So this makes it easier.
Your job, of course, is not just to get new hotels, but also to oversee project management and construction, a lot of different parties. I think anybody who had any kind of construction project in the last few years knows how difficult it is to manage, definitely time, budgets, quality. You know, where do projects typically go wrong nowadays, and how are you able to make sure that your budget, your projects finish on time and on budget?
So projects always go wrong. So it's the timeline, it's the budget. It never matches. So the expectation of operation, and of course the expectation of a partnership, and the expectation of our management is always to have the hotels refurbished in between Christmas and New Year. And nobody knew it, saw something, and there is no dust, no dirt, and the opening is very smoothly. So this doesn't happen. It's a struggle getting the right companies. Of course, we've got good companies working with us, so this is easier. But it's the combination out of operational, when to do refurbishment, and it's the partners we need for this. So we try to be in the timeline. We try to match the budget, but of course the budgets are always too low. And there are some projects. It's taking us 1-2 years to get these finished. But at the end, it always works. And at the end, the projects are beautiful. And this is the sentence from David Vital. So we don't buy and we don't do refurbishments only for the next couple of months. We do the refurbishment and we do purchase or asset deals and signing of contracts for the next 25, 30 years. So this is something, if it's 1 month later or it's 100,000 K higher, of course, it's not as planned, But in the overview of the timeline, doing the operational hotels, it's still okay.
Mm-hmm. It's always taking the step back and looking at the grand scheme of things. But it seems like you have, of course, a lot of projects, a lot of elements. How much of your job is more, you know, planning, and how much is more firefighting, would you say?
So it's so there is a lot of planning. I would say it's 80% planning. So you need to have the plan. You need to have the offers for. So if we're now in the part of constructions, and as I just mentioned, we took over 4 hotels on the 1st of December, and we want to do the renovation. So we started already in October to doing the first mock-up room, and asking companies to give us a quotation for doing those 4 hotels with all the rooms, working on the quotations for the companies doing the bathrooms, working on the quotations for doing the public areas, doing the air conditioning. And we only start if we've got the whole plan in place for doing all these constructions and doing all the spend of the money. So if you have the overview, then we start. And of course, then you've got the situations with the unexpected things you see. So we did last year, we did a renovation of bathrooms in one of the hotels, and we just wanted to do a new tiling of the bathrooms. And we started, so we wanted to take off the existing tiles, but at the end, there were already 5 layers of tiles. So these are all the unexpected things, and of course, the unexpected costs we have to face. And of course, we have some contingencies, but once in a while the budgets are tight and you've got only the 2-5%, and this doesn't work. But it's 80% of planning and 20% of unexpected situations.
You also have innovation as part of your title and areas which you also look at. Can you walk us through what that means for you and for the company?
So for innovations, thanks heaven, we've got Natasha Michaelsen. Natasha is our innovation manager, and she is our sustainable manager. So for me, innovation, of course, innovation goes along with doing new openings. It's the digitals. It's all the implementation of new technical aspects for all the hotels. So doing the self check-in, doing all the sustainable approaches for new hotels. We started with this innovation part. This was also 2020 and 2021 with Green Key. So we did the certification of all the hotels in Central Europe with Green Key. So the operational sustainable certification. And for all the new hotels, we're working on BREEAM, our LEED certification, to have these hotels, with a sustainable approach on the market. So this is the part of innovation in my development.
How important is sustainability today when you look at the real estate market? Is it kind of a nice to have, or is it more of a requirement? Without this, there's no possibility of signing new deals.
So if you would have asked me this question in the beginning of last year, because before the Trump era, it was very important, because there is no, at that moment, you didn't get any financing without having the sustainable approaches. So you don't get a financing for a new hotel if you don't go for a LEED or a BREEAM or another certification. You don't get any financing if you don't have if your company is not ESG addicted. So this was something. Of course, it changed a little bit since Trump era started. But for us, and this always depends on the countries, for us it's very important, because a lot of companies need to have this ESG perspective, and a lot of banks, they don't give you any financing if you don't work on these details. And for example, in France, you have to do existing hotels. So this is if we buy an existing hotel or we take over an existing hotel, you have to decrease your energy quantities for up to 30% or a minimum 30% until 2030. So this is a big thing to do, because if you're now you've got an existing hotel, so you have to work on new technical installations. Maybe you have to work on new windows, et cetera, to get 30% of your energy quantities reduced till 2030. And it will be a next step for another 30% till 2040 of the existing already reduced 30%. So this is something we have to take in consideration in doing development projects.
You have a true hotel career. Started in operations and built yourself the career up to leadership. Also, you've been very loyal to different hotels, for example, Leonardo Hotel Group, which is not something which is always so typical to see anymore that regularly. What made that work for you? What is kind of your secret sauce of your success in your career?
It was, since I started in the hotel business, this was my passion. It was always my thing. I was around about 25 years managing operational hotels as a general manager. I did quite a few openings. I was managing quite a lot of hotels. So this was always my passion, working with a team, having the surprises from day to day, being a host in the hotels. So this was always my thing. After 25 years, so I left a little bit the operational part and went into doing the pre-openings, and now in my position for doing developments and project management. But it was the passion for hotel business, the passion for guests, the passion for new activities. And I was lucky. I worked over around about 15 years for Dorint. I did several hotels and did several openings. And now I'm already since over 15 years with Leonardo. And I did several positions and several projects. So this was always good, that to have something new. And I think it's always good in the hotel business that you can do your next steps because of your passion, and of because of your you want to, and because of your in a company who will push you, and being since 15 years in a company, so this is not something special with Leonardo, because I see a lot of colleagues since the first day I was over there, they already have been over there, so we're a quite big family. And we see a lot of developments in careers in the company and starting. So I started with the Leonardo Royal Hotel in Munich doing the pre-opening, and with my team at that day doing the pre-opening and sitting in the pre-opening office, there are still, I think, 60% of these team members are still in the company or as a COO or responsible for human resources departments or for marketing. So I think it's always good to be in a family, to feel at home, to feel respected, and going the next steps. So this is I think this is a big plus if you're stick to a good company for a long period.
So it's either at the time they hired the dream team for pre-openings, or loyalty is clearly rewarded and impact. At Leonardo.
Yeah. And so this is, so I started at that time with the pre-opening team for doing the pre-opening of the Leonardo Royal Hotel in Munich. And this was already a team I did already with most of them already two openings before for other companies. So this was my safe and home base.
What would you say is a skill or are skills which really matter in leadership roles for hotel companies?
So it was always my claim was walk the talk and do what you say and be the one going the first steps and show what is your value and what is your what do you want from your team? So being as an operational manager of the hotel, so I was the one involved, not in everything, and I was not that details in all the departments, but I was in the hotel. So I was not only sitting in the office and was leading the hotel from the office. I was the one responsible for the hotel, recognizable for the guests and for the team. And I think this is walk the talk. I think this is the most important. Do what do self, what is the expectation from your team? So this was my claim from the beginning. And I think it's so it's still.
We're getting to the end of our podcast. And before we play our game, one last question, one last advice. Jan, if you would be starting today looking for young professionals, what would you focus on in your first 5 years? What would you recommend young professionals in operations, in hotels to focus on in the first 5 years of their career?
I think the most important thing, so I started very fast with being hotel manager, et cetera, et cetera. I think you need a good base. Go through all the departments, see everything, see how the business works. Go to work in the reception, work in the F&B department, work in some other departments, see how financing works, and build your own way of managing. I think this is the most important. I think it's always good to have a good base, to know where the business comes from, to know where the revenue comes from, and to be able to pull the trigger. So once in a while, you see people working in departments and they don't know how to do the calculation of cost of sales. I think there are a lot of things. If you know the base of the business and you know the base of the finance, this is good to build upon your career. And for the rest, I think it's the empathy of being a person and being able to get a team with you and to be a leader. And so this is not comfortable, and this is not working from 8 till 5, and this is not something, oh, I can't work in the weekend. So this is, as in all businesses, if you want to do a career and you have to start a career, you will have to work for this. And I think this is easier, or maybe a little easier, in the hotel business, because this is still working and doing and managing and build up your career on your own strengths, as maybe in other branches. But of course, you have to work for it.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Before we finish off, we're coming to our little tradition at SMAC, and we play the game Book, Buy, and Bulldoze. Oh, this time, God, it's not about brands. It's not about a specific hotel. It's about city/destinations.
Okay.
I will name three cities, and you will have to decide which one you would want to book your next trip in, in which city you would want to buy another hotel, and which city you would bulldoze for your future development plans. Let's not think about any historic or current hotels in these destinations.
Okay.
Number one city, Amsterdam. Number two, Berlin. And number three, Madrid.
Oh my God. So this is difficult. This is only difficult because of the bulldoze aspect. So I would want to, so Amsterdam and Madrid is not part of my Central Europe development area. So I would want to buy in Berlin. Because this is part of my area, so this is an easy one. None of the cities I want, of course, to bulldoze, but if I have to make my decision, I would want to book in Amsterdam, but I would make the choice now for book in Madrid because I'm very often in Amsterdam because this is my home country. So then I don't want to bulldoze Amsterdam because this is the most beautiful city with the most beautiful vibrations. And but I want to buy in Berlin. I want to book in Madrid because it's years ago as I visited Madrid. And then I don't want to bulldoze Amsterdam. But we will do a lot of refurbishment in our hotels in Amsterdam. So I take the bulldoze for doing the refurbishment and the constructions in Amsterdam.
Wonderful. Sometimes you need to take some decisions and they are not always the easy ones. Luckily, it's only a game. Jan, thank you so much for joining me on this latest episode. It was a lot of fun to learn more about your career and Leonardo, and wish you a great, great day.
Thank you, Florian, for you too. And thank you for having me here.
That's it for this episode, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode and everything else that is going on at Smack with us by checking out our website at smack.media or connect with us on LinkedIn, YouTube, or Instagram. We'll see you next time.